Shalom aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Me'ila daf yud, me'ila 10b, pagination is 20. We have the privilege of starting the third perek of Me'ila, which can be found four lines up from the bottom of the page. We're dealing with a statement that we've encountered that there's a halacha le'Moshe mi'Sinai, a tradition through Moshe, that hei chataos mesos, there are five animals designated as korban chatos, five different cases, that the animal would die if it was in that situation. It would not be brought as a korban, and it would not be sent out to pasture until it gets a mum and then sold. These animals actually have to die at this time. And we mentioned when we first encountered this, that this is fairly unusual. It really requires a halacha le'Moshe mi'Sinai, because to kill an animal for the mizbeach, for karbon purposes, that we understand, even if we don't understand karbonos, but we understand that we don't understand, and it has a purpose. To kill an animal for meat, we understand. Hashem gave us permission for that. To kill an animal over here simply because it has to be put out of business, that's this halacha le'Moshe mi'Sinai, that this unique type of korban called a chatos, if the animal is ineligible in these five scenarios, then the animal has to die, and it's fulfillment of the halacha le'Moshe mi'Sinai. I guess that's how we would phrase it. You're fulfilling the mitzvah of the halacha le'Moshe mi'Sinai. But we acknowledge that it's a little bit harder to understand what the problem was, what the need was, but that is the halacha le'Moshe mi'Sinai. The Mishnah over here is going to list off these five, but as the Gemara notes, is going to differentiate between some of them and others, and that's going to be part of our discussion. The Mishnah begins. Velad chatos, the child of a chatos, so a female chatos animal was designated, and it gave birth. What is the status of this child? Utemuras chatos, and the exchange of a korban chatos, vayahu usemuras o yiyah kodesh, they're both holy. You're going to bring the original one, and the Temuras Chatos is now with the name of Chatos with nothing to do. A Chatos is a sin offering. If he doesn't have a sin, what's he going to bring the Chatos for? V'chatos shemesu b'ileha, and a Chatos that its owner, on behalf of whom it was supposed to be an atonement, has died. So you can't bring a chatos for somebody who's no longer living. Yamusu. These three cases are part of this halacha le'Moshe mi'Sinai that they die. They're not sent out to pasture. V'she'ibra shenasa. If the age of the animal is too high, it was designated when it was eligible, first year of life, and now it got older. And it's ineligible. V'sha'avda v'nimtzes ba'alas mum. Or it got lost, and when we find it, it has a blemish. Im misha kipru habaylim. If the owner under discussion who needed the atonement has already achieved his atonement, tamus, then these animals are indeed ineligible, and they would die. Ve'ena osa temura, velo nanin, velo mo'alin. Temura will not work on them. You're not allowed to have hana'a benefit from them. And it won't be called me'ila. And the underlying theme over here is that these types of animals, once they're declared ineligible, they lose their sanctity. At least midrabanon, rabbinically, you're not allowed to benefit from them. But it's not a true me'ila and is not going to have to pay back the extra fifth, for example. So this is a list of the five, but as we will see in a moment, the Mishnah divided the five into two categories. In the second category, it asked the question whether the owner has had his atonement yet or not. Continuing on to the next page, Vim'ad shalo kipru habaylim. But if it's before the owner has had his atonement, tire achatistoiv, you send them to pasture until they get a blemish, v'timacher, and then you'll be able to sell them, v'yimkeru b'dameo acheres, and through the money generated, you'll be able to buy a new one. And that's, just to keep it simple, an example, if the animal became too old, but it's still alive, so let it get a blemish, sell it, and buy a new animal of the correct age. V'oset temura, in such cases, temura would work, umoalimbo, and there is me'ila, because in such cases, we're actually still playing the game, so to speak, with this animal. Even though it itself cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, but its money, its asset, has holiness. We're going to generate money for another carbon, and therefore there is Me'ila. Asks the Gemara, Maishana Resha Deloka Miflegi, why in the Resha, the first three of the five cases, we did not differentiate whether the person got his atonement or not, and in the second part, we do make such a distinction. The answer is, because the Resha, there was nothing to separate. Regardless of whether he got his atonement or not, these things are going to have the halacha of Tamus. Seifa lo psikale. The Seifa is not so definitive, and it actually depends whether he got his atonement or not. Asks the Gemara, Hatana legabe tumura. We learnt this ruling on the topic of tumura, and me'ila. So we learnt this by tumura. Tana hasa mishum tumura. Over there, the Mishnah was brought because it had to do with tumura. Tana hacha mishum me'ila, and over here the Tana includes it in Meseches Me'ila because it also has to do with Me'ila, so on topic, even though indeed the Mishnah was already learnt. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.